Read my lips. I'm mouthing what has been said by the world's most esteemed epidemiologist, Dr. John Ioannidis of Stanford University, California. Quote, this is nothing more than a bad seasonal flu, close quotes. My message to any politician listening to this is what I said a number of months ago. Get a grip. This is nothing more than a bad seasonal flu. We, the great unwashed, can handle this perfectly well with a thing called common sense, something that you lot don't have. We survived very well for decades with that, and that's all that's needed now. We don't cough in people's faces intentionally. We stay home, we have chicken noodle soup, we sprinkle it with Tylenol, and guess what? We give it to the family. That's a good thing. It's called building herd immunity the natural way, the safe way, the cheap way, the immediate way. That's how you put pandemics to rest quickly. Not like this torture that you put the world through and New Zealand through with these ridiculous mandates, none of which have any consensus in evidence-based medicine. None. None. I underline in neon, none. Masks, social distancing, travel bans, lockdowns don't work, except to do three things. The three classic elements by which you try to break a person in interrogation or break a population that you wish to control. Fear, driven by ridiculously false positive PCR tests, followed by ignorance, by intentional, malicious censoring of any source of counter-information, including physicians such as me. And finally, isolation, otherwise known as self-quarantine. Do those three things and you break anyone. That's what they did in Guantanamo Bay. You break anyone into a quivering, pleading blob in the corner. And then you offer them the out. You offer them the out. We'll take all the dogs off if you put your life on the line for a problem that we created, otherwise known as a vaccine. That's the most despicable series of events you could possibly imagine. And every politician that's party to this should go to their graves in shame. The death, the despair, the bankruptcies, that delays cancer investigations, destroying children's livelihoods. Children have been the worst affected of everyone. You should be ashamed of yourselves, and so should every physician that's not speaking up. And so should every church leader who's normally leading a flock instead of hiding behind their pulpits. They should be banging the table at the ministers of health saying, why are you doing this? This is medical malpractice of the most grotesque degree we've ever seen in the history of medicine. It demands explanation. Why? They're not coming out with that for the very simple reason. It does not exist. Don't you think that medicine over the last few decades would have figured out how to control the flu if that were possible? No. We've not controlled the flu for a very simple reason. It cannot be controlled. Duh. Anyone listening? It's impossible. You can't stop this virus with a mask. It's like trying to stop a mosquito through a chain link fence. Get a grip. It's ridiculous. It's ludicrous. It's been shown not to work repeatedly. It's spread by aerosols, not droplets. It's in every aisle of every supermarket, whether there's someone in there or not. It's called the roulette game of life. Get used to it. Death happens. I'm talking as a pathologist now. That's not a callous statement. It's just the reality. Every time we pass a car on the road, every single car could be your death. We accept those risks as part of everyday life. And we live to 80 years on average. Thank you very much, Mr. Government. We can handle it. We don't need you interfering with our daily lives with this grotesque manner for no reason whatsoever for over a year, destroying wanton destruction at every level of society, building up national debts for our kids to repay. We don't need you. We can handle it. And more than anything, we do not need the death jabs. These so-called vaccines. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm not a great resetter. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't believe in 5G and graphene oxide. I don't believe any of that crap. I'm a head screwed on, serious evidence-based pathologist who's kept his nose clean his entire career. No, we can handle this. And we certainly don't need a vaccine that was predicated on one thing and one thing only, a public health emergency, which never existed. Nowhere close, not in a month of Sundays. Take away that predicate and there's no reason to have a vaccine at all, none. So don't pass this issue saying who could the vaccine be used for? No, that's going down rabbit holes that gives them an opportunity to use it on selected demographics. This vaccine was never tested in the usual scheme of things, particularly because it's such a new technology. Normally, a vaccine would take 5 to 7 years, 10 years sometimes, and it's certainly shut down if there are a small number of deaths. The swine flu vaccine was shut down with 25 deaths. In the US, we're now up to 45,000 deaths, according to the CDC, with a signed affidavit by a whistleblower who's going to go to jail if she's lying. 45,000 deaths. Now, that's not including, those are the deaths. That's not including the strokes, the heart attacks, the pulmonary emboli that people survived. I gave a speech a few days ago to a large number of people, and I asked for the first time, would everyone in this room please put up their hand if they know of someone who's had a serious, not a sore arm, a serious side effect of this vaccination, by which I mean a stroke, a heart attack, or a pulmonary embolus, Guillain-Barré, or whatever, something serious. I couldn't believe it. About a quarter of the room put their hands up. This is being grossly and intentionally underreported. The carnage out there from this experimental death jab is staggering. And it's still going on with Pfizer getting approval today in the States to take away the emergency use authorization. Are you stark raving mad? This has not been tested essentially on anyone. We haven't a clue about the long-term consequences. For example, as if this may not be important, fertility in males and females, intravascular coagulation of a disseminated type, potentially affecting random cell death in the brain and the heart. What's the effect on the fetus? Does anyone remember this single word? Thalidomide. Thousands of kids born without arms and legs because no one did the long-term study. Are we now going to be injecting this stuff into pregnant women willy-nilly, not knowing a damn thing about what it could do? I call that child sacrifice to appease the new gods. The new gods. The ones that won't be in power much longer when the truth gets out. And there'll be blood in the gutter because their heads will roll. What they're doing to society is utterly despicable. It's not backed in science. It's simply politicians trying to get off the hook that they created. And not only that, physicians, perhaps the most respected source of any counter-information, have been ruthlessly silenced across the Western world. When you get the letter, as we call it, it gets your attention. You either shut up and say the earth is flat, or you won't be earning a living. Everyone knows what that means. The colleges that regulate physicians are supposed to protect you from me. They're supposed to stop me being a pedophile. They're supposed to stop me cutting off the wrong leg. They do that. Not terribly efficiently, but they do it. They protect you from me, or try to. Instead of that, every college and regulatory body across the Western Hemisphere has become the enforcer of government edicts, knowing full well that they are killing people. In other words, colleges, by silencing physicians, have become the co-conspirator of government murder. Exactly the opposite of what they were supposed to do, protect you and not kill you. They're killing you by censoring any information with which you might have an informed consent about all this madness that's going on, which is, I repeat, for effect, nothing worse than a bad seasonal flu. With all we had to do was, as per the Great Barrington Declaration, was to give people in nursing homes extra protection, which could be done with vitamin D and zinc. They're all vitamin D deficient by virtue of being self-quarantined for years away from the sun. That's not been done. And furthermore, the ultimate indignity for the population. So you do get COVID and you go to the emergency department, but your PO2 is not low enough. And so what did they say to you? Go home. Subtext medically. Come back when you're blue, when you're much more seriously ill. They don't send you home with a package of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, because that's not gone through the ultimate randomized clinically controlled trials. Let me tell these idiots trying to run roughshod over us, these people with their jackboots in our faces, let me tell you something. I'm a real world doc. When you've got a sick person in front of you, you try to make them well. You use clinical judgment, you use wisdom, you use your education. You balance harm versus benefit. And if there's something that you could use, normally speaking, like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, drugs that are extremely safe, have a virtually no risk of use whatsoever, if those are believed to work by an individual physician for good reason, for published studies, which are now becoming overwhelming, but not randomized, because we don't do randomized trials when people are dying in front of us. We act. Not to give those people potentially life-saving therapy when they're being discharged from hospital because their PO2 isn't low enough, that is the most grotesque medical malpractice medicine has ever seen. And according to Peter McCullough, that has killed approximately 85% of the people who subsequently died of COVID. We're talking here about hundreds of thousands of people who have died because of the political decision embraced by the colleges that thou shalt not prescribe hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, period, under pain of losing your license. They should get out of medicine. Politics playing medicine is a very dangerous game. They should stick to their knitting, pass laws that are good and supportable, not this nonsense. Let us physicians handle things. Let the public, the general public, the lab rats now, let them use their own good judgment, their own common sense, because we can handle this and you can't. You failed. Einstein said something about that, doing the same thing over and over and over and over again and expecting the outcome to be different. You're nuts! And we are smart. So back off. And we let us handle it ourselves, because you failed. Not only have you failed and introduced misery and despair and death, but you're actually killing people by exhorting people to take this death jab, which is not safe for even a rat.